Welcome to TMHF.
Damn it.
The world's first podcast in video games. It's me again, Santa Claus.
I should have. I mean, it's ho, Santa. Ho. I haven't spoken to you since the, I wouldn't call it harassment, but that we had kind of an interesting moment a year ago, Santa. And you maybe said some interesting things.
That's the thing about me is I come around every year, just like your birthday.
I know, and I always forget about it until suddenly you show up. Hey, whose birthday is it, Santa? Do you have an opinion on that? Christmas Day. Do you have any thoughts?
I never met the kid. I'm kind of my own thing, you know? I just...
Okay.
I kind of sprang into existence a little bit later. I'm not really stuff.
Because you say I never met the kid. I would have assumed it was like you were doing your thing and then the kid came along. And you were like, oh, it's none of my business. Because, you know, you were probably up at the North Pole, the Norwegians or whatever. I don't know what ethnicity you are, Santa, but you look a little bit Norse. And your, might I add, your, let's say your pecs are looking mighty pointy tonight.
I was going to say droopy because, you know, you look very similar
to
me if you didn't notice.
I was trying to be nice. But you'll notice the suspenders are quite protruding. There's a firmness there for sure. Perhaps the suspenders are just very loose. But if the suspenders are tight, then those pecs are firm. You know, that's what my parents used to tell me.
Well, you know, as I said, I kind of just sprang into existence one day in the imaginations of children, so I don't have a lot of control over my physical appearance. And neither do you anymore, because, by the way, welcome to being Santa. You are also Santa now.
I didn't know that. So you've infiltrated me now. So there's two Santas?
Oh, there are many, many Santas, Carl.
Oh, well, tell me all about who's your favorite Santa? Are they all the same? Are they all white?
How do you think we make it to so many houses?
Oh, you have an army of Santas.
Yes.
Do you guys ever do you ever tag team houses? You ever do two Santas in one house?
No, two so we, Santas, we split one. Up all the houses, and we actually...
But then I guess that'd be weird, because there's only one cup of milk, so it'd be two Santas, one cup, and that wouldn't work.
Don't worry, I'll be explaining it all. You actually only are responsible for about three houses. We've got a kind of a...
You got like 3 billion Santas.
We've got a lot. We've had a large influx recently.
So, when the population of Earth goes up, just humor me here, Santa, if you would. I'm just curious about
the
logistics.
Sure, of course.
There's how many people are born every, you know, second, right? It's like one person born every 3 seconds.
At least
how do
seven.
You, like, when do you assess the population and then determine the need for number of Santas for the year? Like, are you, like, tied to the birth rate, or do you sort of do an assessment in September, recruiting, so on?
Listen, I don't have much to do with the logistics. I try not to think about the specifics of my existence too much because I get a little bit freaked out.
So the Santa I talked to last year who sexually harassed me, that could have been a different Santa.
Could have been anyone. Could have been anyone.
Definitely not you.
Certainly not.
No way. Okay, so I won't hold that against you.
Anyway, you've got three houses to take care of.
Okay.
You also get to decide the gifts that they get, but remember, it does have to be based on their economic status, so just keep that in mind.
Because you don't want to, like, you always want to be on the line of, like, is Santa real or not? You never want to, like, if you gave a Bugatti to a six-year-old in, you know, I don't know what city is the worst city in America right now, but pick the poorest city, they're going to be like, oh, Santa's definitely real. And you wouldn't want to, you want to be, like, a little bit on the line.
It's really more about, that we have kind of a pick yourself up by your bootstraps kind of mentality here. We don't want the poor kids to get too complacent, you know.
You want to make sure they like are willing to work.
You want to make sure they're willing to work their way up in this world.
The six-year-olds.
And then they'll get better gifts when they deserve them.
In due time, maybe they can come work for you in the shop with all your little elves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds great. I hope you pay them well. So it's me and you doing the pod today, huh, Santa?
No, I'm tired of that. It's Mem.
Oh, my God. It's been you the whole time. Well, listen, I enjoyed... Thank you for letting me talk to Santa. It was good to have some of my burning questions answered from when I was a young lad. Do you ever actually believe in Santa, Mem?
Listen.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. And let's talk about
it. How did that... That's crazy. How stupid... Like, it didn't make any sense.
Wait, did you ever? Because I mean, would say, honestly, say, I don't think so.
But if I had... ma'am, if I had asked you when you were six, would you have said no?
I don't know.
Or would you have said, well, I guess, you know, he must be real. You know, like, it would be somewhere like that.
I'm not sure. Because I just don't remember, like, you know? Like, I don't have memories much before I was, like, five. But
yeah,
as soon as I have, like, conscious memories, I was pretty sure it was just my mom.
Okay. So you were just, you were a skeptic from an early age. Because I feel like I don't know if I would have
said... I don't want to sound like a smarty pants, but I'm pretty sure...
You are a smarty pants. You're allowed to be a smarty pants. It's fine, you know?
It's part of who I am.
Embrace your... what was that thing you said on the last episode that someone was like, that does sound like something you would do? I don't remember what it was. But it was some smart thing.
Just
that you
actually
did,
using like, a method to count the Skyrim trees.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I just saw that comment.
I just think it's interesting because, like you said, I don't know if I ever would have said I believe in Santa, but it was like I didn't even really consider the idea of believing. It was just like you kind of accepted it. It wasn't like you couldn't critically think, or I couldn't critically think at that time, like so many strange things I believe.
Yeah, well, that's the reason that we lie to children, because they can't critically think yet.
I guess, yeah, but isn't that just weird?
It is bizarre.
Like, because then you got to wonder, what now? What's my current Santa Claus that I'm just accepting?
Oh.
Right? Because back then, you didn't even know to ask the question. And is there anything like that now? And that's kind of freaky. Are we truly smarter than we were while we are?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. I wasn't thinking about it like that. Just the fact that it is like, I don't know. I might get some hate for this. I think it's fucked up to lie to children. Call me crazy.
I totally disagree. Wait, I think it's totally fine. Yeah. Well, obviously there's like a line. And like maybe you shouldn't look at a kid and go, Santa is real. But I think if you go like, if they go, you know, mommy, where'd the presents come from? Was it Santa? Is Santa real? And you go, well, I don't know. I don't think we could have afforded these presents, so they must have come from somewhere. Huh? You can sow some doubt and let the kid think about it for themselves. But I also think you can lie to kids sometimes. You have to. You don't think so?
I mean, you don't think
you ever have to. If they go, mommy, why did those people fly those planes into those buildings? You're just going to tell them? Well, you know, in the 80s, there was a conflict with the Soviet Union. You know, you're going to go, they hate America. Okay, just leave
it. I think with most things, there's a way to explain things to kids in like terms they will understand, but that is still the truth. I guess with Santa and stuff like that, it's like you are just setting them up for a moment of disappointment. Like there's a lot of people that say that they like really, really believed in Santa and then were like devastated and kind of like traumatized by finding out it wasn't real.
And so, you think that's bad for kids?
I think we can avoid unnecessary trauma.
But it's not real trauma. It's Santa Claus, ma'am.
Well,
all right, let's do a role play. All right, I'll be a little kid. You be an adult.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll do a role play. And you gotta not lie to me, okay? You ready?
Sure.
You have to find a creative way of getting out of this. So, oh, mommy, guess what I just watched?
What?
I just watched a movie called Grandma's Boy. Why did that guy do... What did that guy do to that lady? What was that about? What was that?
Well, it went... When you...
Why are you getting all clammy?
When you get a little older, you may be able to expel a bodily fluid, which you don't have the ability to yet.
I can do that now. I do that every day when I go to the bathroom. Oh.
Okay, it's different.
Don't understand
it's different
why
than pee.
He looked so
pee.
Happy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he looked happy. You know, what
that's
was
just,
that? It's different than pee?
That's a grown-up thing that grown-ups like to do sometimes for fun.
Okay,
and,
it didn't look fun.
And you'll find out about it someday, but it was a little bit embarrassing because usually that's something we do in private.
None of this makes any sense.
I think you'd be surprised how much kids can, like, accept and understand at a young age, but...
So you your move
I'm
is
sorry,
just
I don't have a funnier answer to that.
If
but.
I need to no, that's totally fine. If you need to lie to a kid, your move is I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to say ask me about it later.
Well, cuz I
like,
think
we'll come back to that.
Yeah. Because I do think there are, like, certain things that, like, they're just not even going to understand at certain ages. You got to, like...
What about, like, a Calvin and Hobbes type lie? Being like, oh, yeah, I had a dinosaur when I was a kid. Just to, like, test their critical thinking skills.
I don't want to do it. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't had a kid yet.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have a kid and I'll start lying to them like crazy and I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, maybe final question then. When does it become okay to lie? Or does it never? Maybe is your rule just don't ever lie?
I personally am so bad at lying. I just don't because it's just always going to be worse for me.
You lie by omission. Sometimes you have to.
Probably again, sometimes about like little things, but
yeah,
I am like immediately like nervously sweating and shaking if I try to lie about stuff. So I just usually
don't. So
you'd
be a bad prankster.
Oh my God, I'm so bad at like pranks and surprises and stuff. Like, okay. Dude, like a couple episodes ago when I was like leading up to a Octopodes Nuts joke. I was like nervous that I was going to pull it off.
That's really funny.
Because I'm so bad at lying.
Well, it's amazing because you were so good at tricking me into thinking you were Santa Claus. That didn't seem to make you nervous, but I guess the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess.
The other stuff does. Role play, you know.
That's the acting. Yeah, maybe I can.
Yeah.
Maybe I can really put my mind in the mind of Santa Claus for some reason. Maybe that's a special talent I have.
That's fair. Hey, Happy New Year, by the way.
Oh, sure. Happy New Year.
Because this goes out on what?
The 26th. This is going to go out... It won't be quite New Year's, because it'll be the 30th.
Mind.
It'll be two days from New Year's, but this is counting as our like New Year's episode.
All right, well, happy end of 2025.
Yeah.
The year has come to an end.
Dear God.
I would say it was a blur. Did you think it was a blur?
It was a blur.
It was a blur.
Is this... I already forget the timeline. Is this like the year you blew up, would you say?
If you asked me at the end of last year, I would say last year I blew up. And if you asked me at the end of the year before that, I probably would have said that year I blew up.
Yeah.
But it has, because like the 2 years ago was when I hit 100K. And so I probably would have said, yeah, I blew up this year.
That was 2 years already? Oh my God. What is happening?
Not quite. It was like a year and 9 months ago that happened. It was on my birthday, actually, in 2023.
Crazy.
And so I would have told you that, but then I would have told you last year because we had all of our like biggest videos, and then this year we had all of our biggest videos. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I haven't even blown up yet, but it has been a blur. That's all I can tell you.
It has.
Is this the year you blew up? Do you feel like you blew up?
For sure. As of this point, that's what it feels like. And
yep.
I kind of hope
it definitely is.
I kind of hope I stay right where I'm at. Again, I know I don't have any control over that, but I would love to stay right here. I'm very comfortable.
You kind of do, kind of don't. Like, I feel like to get to a level like where you're doing millions every single episode is like an intentional choice, and you can undo that choice to some extent. At least that's how it feels to me. Like, I feel like I could undo that and settle back into like 400, 500K if I wanted to. But I don't think you have much of a choice whether you end up in that 400, 500K mark or whether you stay in like a 100, 200K mark. I think, unfortunately, if you're just good at it and likable, you're going to grow to some extent. But that's just the way it goes, especially your streaming. I think that's a dangerous place you could blow up if you're not careful, unless you want to. Like, just because you're so good at it, it's like that you could just end up with a whole fucking posse of lunatics. Beautiful,
streaming,
wonderful people.
I don't know that I would mind as much blowing up on streaming. Is that weird? I'm not sure even what that means in my mind.
Different strokes. You thankfully have not... Well, maybe you will, and obviously you're allowed to, but you haven't crossed over into, like, lifestyle streaming where you just kind of, like, stream all day and do whatever. You know, it's very, like, intentional. This is a stream.
Yeah, I like to, like, make it a show as much as I can, and I feel bad when I can't do it or when I'm, like... sleepy and feel like I'm not like on my shit. Like I want it to be entertaining, and I want it to be like entertaining enough that even if you're just watching the VOD, you can like sit down and watch it like video.
Right. As opposed to just like I'm streaming for 12 straight hours.
So it like always freaks me out when I start having tech issues or something, because I don't want to be one of these streamers that is just like streaming for 8 hours at a time and like a bunch of it is just like doing the tech setup or like fucking around.
Yep. It happens to a lot.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. People watch that anyway, and it's like comforting to just have something on. But I try to be very intentional about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just saying, I think I just love streaming so much, and it feels so like fun and easy. Like my life would be so easy if that's all that I did.
I mean,
I'm not going to do that, but
you could, but it's, yeah, I think you would you'd miss something about making videos.
For
too,
sure,
you
for
know?
Sure.
Because there is something, it's cool to be able to be like, I'm putting a very specific spotlight on this thing, and now I can show this thing to people. That's just like a really fun thing to be able to do. You can do that in streaming, but it just doesn't go as far, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting hundreds of thousands of people to watch a stream is a lot harder than a video typically, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, a big, big year for both of us
what
on YouTube,
year.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know if you had time to write anything down, but I have some like
I've been brainstorming.
Recap, favorite things of the year, because we did that last year, I think, for the New Year's episode. We did like favorite kind of medias. So I wrote a few things down to wrap up 2025. I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know. If
that
I
we've
recall
been doing
last
the pod,
year,
the... even.
That's true. Yeah, we really just kind of sailed right by it to some extent. I think you mentioned it. But that was about it, you know? Do you think we'll ever do a live pod?
Like you say this
like
all the time.
In a place?
Could.
It'd be so lame.
Wait, have I talked about this? Did you say that'd be so lame?
It'd be so lame, just us sitting in front of it. Because this is not like a
I know.
No offense to us, but it's not like a
no.
Welcome everybody to
I agree, GLHF. And that's kind of how I feel about live episodes of podcasts in general, especially when it is just the kind of podcast this is, which is just like bullshitting about nothing, which I listen to a lot of those shows and love them, but the energy changes when you have an audience in
I
kind
mean,
of a
the,
weird way.
Even the thing that we did on stage in Enchanted Forest, like the energy was different. Like even that, having that slight shift in there being sort of an,
yeah, when there
a
were
third
like
party audience.
Two extra people there.
Yeah, it's like it does change it. It does. We would have to do it like in a box in the middle of a stage, but the box is one-way mirrors so people could see in, but we couldn't see out.
Yeah, I just think, like,
which could be
when
cool.
I listen to live episodes of podcasts that people do at, like, conventions or whatever, there's, like, a laugh track, basically, because there's people there reacting to it in
yeah.
real time, which I think is fun for the people there, and as a listener at home, it's like, who are all these extra people in my podcast? I usually just listen to
yeah,
the people.
It's just
in
a worse version of your favorite podcast. It's just like a not
yeah,
as good.
Because there's all these extra like pauses while the audience is reacting that make the conversation kind of unnatural, which
yes.
is like the reason you watch this kind of podcast is for a natural conversation. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
I think it's fun for the people that are there. And like I would go to a live, like if I was at a con and there was a live version of a podcast I like, I would go and enjoy it probably. But I think if you then try to upload that recording as like a regular episode, it doesn't work as well.
Okay, picture this. Tour, live pod, GLHF, all next year. Every episode is a tour once a week, not recorded, only for the people in the audience.
Oh, we don't record. So the actual
yeah,
podcast goes on hiatus for a year.
Yeah, so we can do them live, just like, you know, like Barnum and Bailey's.
Yeah, it'd be like a limited time, limited location.
It could be kind of fun. We're
if
not big enough
hear
to pull
every
it
episode,
off yet, but imagine
gotta
that.
Go to every stop.
Mm-hmm. And each one's different. You just do. It could be fun. It could be fun. Put some thought into it. It's a good way to lose a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not. I don't think we'll make a profit
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, put the actual show on hiatus. Make no money on the actual
yeah.
show. Spend a shit ton of money to. Are we getting in like a van or?
I guess you got to bring Ethan along too. So, I mean. But got to pay for his well, food. Got to, you know,
is he doing the
or something?
The tech for the shows.
He's gonna have to. Someone's gonna have to.
By the way, shout out to Ethan's editing. Everybody loves Ethan's editing, and I didn't even like. I admit I don't have time sometimes to like watch the whole pod all the way through. So
but
I guess I'm putting a lot of trust in him. But
that's
I,
what's great about what I've seen of Ethan's editing.
Yeah.
Right? Is you can listen to it like a podcast, and it does not interrupt. Like if you were just listening. It's never like editing that gets in the way of listening.
For
it's
sure.
just additional stuff
yeah.
if you're watching, which I think is great.
But I loved that he actually like put little images of us inside of the scenes of the pictures
I saw that,
we
yes.
took. I didn't see that until later. Because even when I was, I like reviewed the video a little bit, but I just had it small on my screen and I didn't notice that until literally right, like just now.
Saying that out loud is probably dangerous. kind of says, like, Ethan, we're not really watching, so...
I mean, of course, I have my...
It would only be in the comments. They'll be like, what's that symbol in the background there? Uh-oh.
No, I just usually have one of my many assistants do it, because now that I'm hugely famous, I have, like, an army of people working for me, so... So don't try anything crazy, Ethan. Well, no.
I did also really appreciate the comedic timing, because when I saw in the comments people saying, like, I don't read the comments, obviously, but I saw in the comments that people said he blew me up at the end, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever, it's gonna be a big explosion. But it actually, the comedic timing of how he did the ending, I thought was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It was, like, so perfect. There was, like, just absolute kudos for the comedic timing on that. I thought it was incredible.
He's been doing great with the endings. This is just an Ethan Glaze sesh real quick.
Hey, I'm sure he's appreciating it. It makes his job easier. Gets to just listen to a couple of folks. Glaze him off. What do you say? What's the word?
Let's
glaze
move
him
on.
Up.
Let's move on.
Okay. 2025. So last year, how we did this is we basically went back and forth and we each just brought our own categories. And if we had things to say for each other's categories, we would, but it was mostly just a way for us to talk about our years. You want to do it that way again?
Yeah, sure. I just have, I have three categories, which is music, movies, and games.
Okay, I have four, which is not, one of them is games, so I can participate in games.
Okay, we'll do games at the end as usual, I think.
Okay, love it.
Games
is
the
last. Why don't you start?
Side topic. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about music. I know that, like, nobody really cares and it's boring to listen to somebody talk about music you haven't even listened to.
If it's stuff they have listened to.
Right, but for the couple of people that have the same taste as me, you're going to love this. So I listened to a lot of really good albums this year. I wanted to shout out Solar by Kyle Dion. Just if you like R&B, funk, pop, it's so good. It's probably the best album he's ever made. I've listened to him for years. And
he went to see him, right? I remember that.
Yes, while you were visiting me, I said, I'm going to peace out and go to a concert without you real quick.
Extremely reasonable.
Because I loved this album so much. And he just deserves a lot more listeners than he has. I mean, this show that I went to in Portland, it was awesome, but it was only like him and two people on the stage and like 200 people in the audience. I don't know. It was a very small, intimate show. And I just wish that he had more people because the quality of the music is there. The whole album is good. Every single song is good. Also, kind of discovered OK Lou this year. I know that she's like been popular with people that like
OK Lou. What is that?
She is.
Oh,
I want to say
she's French.
But I got into her this year with her newest album called Choke Enough.
And she's popular with people who what?
Just I think that like back when I was on Tumblr, like people on Tumblr were into her. Just like, you know, cool indie people like her. But
indie, like online indie people type vibes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I hadn't listened to her before. And then I really liked this album. It's really, it's different because it's very like quiet and subtle electronic music is what I would say. So you have
That does sound pretty good.
You have to like pay attention to it. I don't know. Like put it on in like a quiet room with headphones. Because at first, if you just like have it on in the background, it kind of sounds like nothing because it's so quiet and subtle, but it's really good and it's a vibe. And there's several songs on there that I really, really like. It's the kind of thing you listen to like more than once and you pick up new things. And it's also, it reminds me literally of like when I've joked on here about wanting to make like medieval music. It has like strong medieval vibes. It's like medieval kind of horns and stuff in it. It's good. It works though. It works.
I believe it.
And it makes me feel like a little fairy.
Okay.
Like a little fairy in the forest.
I'll have to give it a listen.
Also very inspiring because I think she might have been pregnant when she made it, and then she was pregnant on tour, and then she had the baby and was like immediately still touring again. And I just found that very inspiring because I want to have kids in the future and I worry about like still being able to do creative stuff, but it seemed like it was just completely like a blip for her. Like I'm sure obviously being a parent takes a lot of work, but I admired the way that she was just like she didn't let it stop her from doing everything she was going to do anyway.
Yes, that's always impressive. Do you think she lied to her baby?
I don't know if the baby's old enough to lie to yet. It was just born.
Okay, all right. She was like, all right, never mind. You continue. I was thinking about that.
See, I'm already talking too long about the music, but...
No, you're good.
The other one is Stage Girl by Eli. I have talked about this on stream. A lot of people that watch me also know Eli. She's awesome. It's just, like, extremely good pop music. Reminds me of, like, 2000 stuff that I listened to when I was a kid, but it's, like, it's just so good. It's perfect. And I think that's it. And then Perfume's new album, but that's obvious.
So I'm listening to OK Lou, and OK Lou does have a song featuring Bladee, and it's on right now, and it's kind of a vibe. It's kind of a strong vibe.
Is that like you like Bladee or you hate Bladee, or?
I mean, kind of both.
I don't know anything about him. Is it a him?
Who the fuck knows? but Bladee just has like a vibe that I do appreciate, and this song is feeling really good. It's called Take Me By the Hand.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
good.
No, this is, I'm vibing with this hard. This is actually
the whole album
awesome.
Is really good. My favorite is probably the last song that I'm blanking on now. Bladee Bird is on my, I have a playlist that I've had for a few years now of building up, like lullabies for my future kids. And that's one of them.
No. That's really cute. That's like a really lovely thing to do.
Because my mom always sang us bedtime songs, and so I'm trying to like add ones that are actually like by newer artists that I like that aren't just like the traditional ones.
Yeah.
And there's a few good ones on there because like Beyonce has one on Cowboy Carter that she actually like wrote to be a lullaby that's really sweet. So I have like a lullabies playlist I'm trying to make.
That's really wonderful. I don't think I can participate because I don't ever listen to music. The only thing I could say are albums that I feel like I should have listened to that I probably would have liked, but this is just how all
I like that because you
go.
Also always have movies that you like think you would like if you saw them, so this is just very on brand for you.
Yeah, like I think, now this OK Lou album's probably on that list. That seems pretty good.
Yeah, you probably would like it. You should listen to it.
I think I'm probably going to put it on like my saved and like the cover art for it is kind of giving Natalie Imbruglia Torn. Do you remember that song?
No.
It's giving like that kind of early 2000s dreamy penthouse pop kind of look, which I really love. My understanding is that Turnstile released a new album this year. I feel like I would really like Turnstile if I listen to that, but I never have. It's like it's kind of like Midwest emo, I guess. I feel like I'd like Midwest emo. Aside from that, I know
that.
Ghost put out a new album. I do love Ghost. I just didn't really listen to that new album.
Okay.
What
are you doing? Why don't you listen to music?
I listen to old music over and over and over again. I listened to Brat a whole bunch this year.
Brat is good.
Brat's just fantastic. But yeah, I just don't, I kind of just like find the songs I like and I listen to them. I'm not like a music head, you know, like
are you like a one song at a time kind of person?
That's overstating it, but yeah, I think probably like I'm sort of in that vibe of like,
I just really exclusively listen to albums. And if I find one song by an artist, if I find one song by an artist and I really like that song, I might listen to it like a few times, but then if I go to their page and listen to more of their songs and don't like them, I'll stop listening to that one song because I'm like, actually, I don't
really
fuck with this person.
I respect that a lot, but yeah, I couldn't be any more different. If I could find my like YouTube music wrapped, I think I listened to a lot of like Oasis this year. I was fucking around with Oasis a lot.
Okay.
But beyond that, I don't know where to find my wrapped or anything like that. So that's all it is. Should have listened to music? Never do. Listen to my own music a lot, you know, but...
That's fine.
That's pretty much it.
You can make it exactly how you want to listen to it.
Ain't that just the truth? You know, you don't really need other music if you can make it yourself. Maybe I should do that. Imagine that if I never listened to anything. Like if I wanted to hear a song, I just made it. And it would be way worse than the songs that I was listening to by other people.
You should do it.
Man, maybe I'll try that for 2026. Listen to no music except music I make. That's my New Year's resolution.
So what other categories do you have?
So here's a category I got. I got a category of favorite places that I visited because I traveled a ton
good.
This year.
Yeah, you did.
Traveled a ton. Visited lots of places. So I'm going to have two runners up for favorite places I visited. My third place, favorite place, went to San Francisco, went to Open Sauce. Both of those, great places. I thought San Francisco was awesome. Have you ever been to San Francisco?
I just flew through there twice on the way to and from Japan, but I don't think I've ever actually explored the city, no.
The streets, they got a vibe to them. It feels like a...
It's very hilly, right?
It's very hilly, and you know, it's not like New Orleans at all, but it like kind of reminds me of New Orleans in the sense of like you can feel this tension between like many different vibes, like sort of vying for control of what the city is trying to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has a real, it just feels really cool there. So that's number three. Number two is my first ever visit to the Pacific Northwest, obviously. Like, what a stunning
place. Oh, yeah,
place.
I forgot that happened.
I know, surprise. Though I did
just
notice.
So much
I'm
has
sure
happened this year.
I know. I'm sure you, it was just funny because we mentioned it like 1 minute ago when we talked about Kyle Dion.
Yeah.
But the I'm sure you didn't. You did this on purpose, but I noticed that the, you know, McMinnville. There's this town called McMinnville in Oregon. You know about this place?
I probably should.
Are you familiar
but
at all?
No.
Okay, well, there's this town called McMinnville, and I... Well, you definitely know about it, because you had to have known about it, because you intentionally didn't tell me that the McMinnville Air and Space Museum has not only the whole Spruce Goose, obviously, but it has a water park built out of a 747 with airplane VR headset water slides. And I feel like if you would have told me that, I would have hijacked the trip, so it was smart of you to keep that from me. It's like a VR headset, and you go down the water slide, and then the VR is, like, mapped to the slide. So you, like, are flying with fighter jets, but you're in a tube.
Whoa.
I'm not sure. It sounds weird. But the point is that the water park has a real 740, a decommissioned 747 that all the slides come out of. And it's right next to the Air and Space Museum. So
that does sound incredible.
Next time.
Next time,
next
for
time.
Sure.
It'll be, it's like probably near, I think, Enchanted Forest, if I'm remembering the map correctly. So
relatively,
not exactly,
yeah.
Like a short drive, but not the craziest drive.
Because it's also outside of Salem, which Enchanted Forest is.
Okay, well, there you go. And then number one place ever visited, it's got to be Zion National Park. Holy smokes. You've been there?
Yeah, that was like, was that like beginning of the year? When did you go there?
I think April.
Okay, yeah.
It was like late April. We drove all the way to Zion and back.
Yeah, you said it was
awesome.
I mean,
those national parks, you really can't go wrong with those national parks, I'll tell you what. Just the most stunning.
I'm looking up some pics.
Pics don't even get close. They never do, but it's just crazy. So I'm a big fan of that old Zion, and I suppose the question goes to you is, which I'm sure we talked about in April. I've never been to the Grand Canyon, so I probably should hit up the Grand Canyon at some point. Because it's big, right? It's like, that's the whole thing, is it's huge.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've heard people see it and they, like, feel scared of God because they're like, whoa, I'm so
I know, I
small.
Still haven't been.
And that's kind of how Zion felt to me. Zion, you can see why the Mormons were effing with Utah or wherever Zion is.
You think they did it for the natural beauty?
Well, they, isn't that why it's called Zion? It had obviously, like, a Native American name, and then the Mormons were like, actually... We're naming this after our place
or something
like that. But yeah, the Mormons were all about Zion. And I could see why if you went there, you'd want to believe in God because it's like pretty wild.
Where is that in...
How crazy it looks.
Oh, Utah. Oh my God. Where is Utah? That's just one of the ones in the middle.
Knows,
but
dude.
Literally.
Yeah,
it's,
which is crazy because it's like maybe the
it's
most...
middle left.
Like Utah and Wyoming are like crazy beautiful. But they are both just like, who knows, kind of states.
I'll have to check out Zion. My favorite national park my favorite current like place in the U.S. is Glacier National Park in Montana. Montana
really
was like the prettiest
go.
Place
yeah.
I've ever seen.
I would love to hit, I mean, how many national parks are there? Like 100? Man, how cool would it be to just take a year and just boom, 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 boom. Probably change your whole outlook on life. But that's such a hippie thing to do.
It's true, though. You see some beautiful nature, and you're like, life is worth living for real.
I know. It's so crazy how, like, easily swayed. But
because that's how I felt at some of the... I saw a lot of really crazy nature in Japan, which I guess I haven't talked about yet. But
I know. How are we going to fit that into this episode?
Well, we're not. But I'll just say, like, the craziest thing that I saw there was probably Mount Asa, which is a volcano, or like a volcano system. Just A-S-O.
A-S-O. Whoa.
It's a huge crater, like enormous crater. God. If you look at the like topographical map, you can see like how fucking huge this crater is. And you can stand on like one of the high viewpoints on the edge of it and see the whole thing. And it's crazy.
Holy
and there's
cow,
like
scary.
There's like towns inside of it. It's just a crazy sight. It's really cool.
So I'm going to just, I was going to ask you about the whole geological history, but that'd be like a whole, we just have to read the Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
But like, holy cow, the way that it's like, it must have really blown up at some point, right?
Yeah.
When do you think it blew up last? It must have.
Oh gosh. I would know that if I went into the museum. There was like a museum associated that we didn't end up actually paying to go in because it was like $20. But yeah, it's crazy. And supposedly it could erupt again in the future. I think it's kind of like Yellowstone is for here, where like if it erupted, everybody in miles would be fucked.
Yeah. I don't know. Who cares, right?
Well, we just can't spend time thinking about that because the point?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we got bigger things to worry about.
For real.
And also, isn't it? It's over exaggerated. The Yellowstone thing's over exaggerated, I feel like. I feel like people are like, it's overdue in the sense that it's like, it could happen anytime within a 700,000 year time span. And it's like, we just hit the 350,000 year mark or whatever. Like, it's like, okay, it's overdue, but it's...
Yeah, my understanding is there would be... There's a range and there would be a lot of warning signs before we even got to that point, which there haven't been, so...
Which is funny because the warning signs wouldn't be very helpful, right? Like, all of America would be...
I mean, there's nothing to do about it except panic.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw that movie 2012. They got out of that fine.
I never saw that. I should watch that. I remember
You'd
that
probably
coming
like
out.
It sucks, but like in a funny way. You know, it's like one of those shitty movies that's funny.
Yeah, I love that.
I like a good bad disaster movie. I'm a big fan. Deep Impact, you know.
But yeah, so maybe to get back to your category, maybe Mount Aso is like one of my favorite places I've seen this year.
Yeah. Just, it looks incredible.
It's really cool.
The Japan trip seemed pretty awesome. Those pictures were
truly,
just
I'm going to have
one after another.
Don't even worry about it. I will have several, I think, different Instagram posts of many pictures because I have so many pictures.
That's what
Everybody watch out for my Instagram. It's about to pop off.
Good. Instagram.com/ probably your name.
It's memoria.exe. Yeah.
EXE. There you go.
Which I thought was original at the time, but now lots of people have .exe or .whatever. I think I'm not as original as I thought I was. Sometimes I think about
changing. I think all usernames are bad. Like, no, I don't think, like, people stress about them, but they're all bad. And then they end up, nobody cares.
How about my old username?
Strong. It's good.
I had many variations of like.
Where have I seen? You've got to be on something that I've.
On a
is
secret
it like Club
thing
Penguin
I am.
Or something? Oh, I'm not allowed to know.
But see, this is so dangerous that I've said that because somebody might find like a really old account of mine. I have deleted my DeviantArt, so don't even go there.
Well, I didn't know you had a DeviantArt.
Exactly. And it'll stay
Wait,
that way.
Is it like deleted or just archived?
It's gone. It's completely wiped from the face of the earth. I don't even think I saved the images for myself. I think I just got rid of it.
Was there images you were like saving from other artists or were you putting art up?
Oh, I was making stuff.
You didn't save them? Wait, you have to tell us what you were making.
Well, it was just my anime art phase.
you haven't ever talked about this.
There's nothing to talk about. It was like...
But what do you mean?
It was like 2 years.
Are we talking fan art? Are we talking like I'm making my favorite characters kiss type art? Are we talking like I have an OC type art?
It was never... I didn't really get into the characters thing. I wasn't like making characters. And it wasn't fan art. It was just like... I don't know, random girls, imaginary girls.
Okay, so you were just making up girls and drawing them.
Yeah, but it was just like, I mean, I've had many like short creative phases where I got like really obsessed with something and then completely dropped off. So I only was drawing for like 2 years.
and it was just based on those, like, how to draw anime books that you would get at the middle school library.
Does any of that stuff, like, if we asked you to put up one picture, could you?
I'll see if I can find one, but I honestly might have deleted them all out of embarrassment.
I mean, I guess it happens to the
best of
us. Which
I guess is kind
of
sad.
It's a little sad, but I don't know. I think it's fine to delete things,
but
right?
But I drew some anime girls, and I also was really into Flash animations, so I had a couple of Flash games and stuff that
That's
I
really
made.
Fun. When did you delete them?
Several years ago. That was one of the first things I did as soon as I got, like, 1,000 subs. I was like, I have to go delete all my past stuff on the internet.
Smart. You don't want people digging stuff up. Every once in a while, I still Google, like, all old usernames that I can think of and, like, every combination of
terrifying.
Possible names just to make sure that nothing's remained from the old days. Thankfully, most of the sites I would have been on are now long gone, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well. What you got? Next category? What are we thinking about? Movies?
I did write movies, and I only really have one mainly to talk about because I... don't watch as many movies as I should. I've actually got a lot of movie watching done on planes recently because I went to Japan twice, so that gave me a lot of time.
Okay.
But I just now on the way back finally watched Weapons, which I knew I would like because I'm a horror movie fan, but I just hadn't got around to seeing it, and I finally watched it on the plane. And I loved it. It's probably one of my favorite horrors ever, or at least recently. Because it was like, for me, the perfect blend of like scary, but also like ridiculous and funny sometimes. I thought the mystery of it was really good. I'm assuming you haven't seen it, but.
I haven't. I've heard all the people I've seen it that I've talked to about it have either thought it was the greatest thing ever or were like, didn't love it. It was like a really, really polarized.
Yeah.
Reaction.
I need to look up what people don't like about it, because I know some people like didn't think it was that good. For me, it was good. It was like the kind of horror movie I like, that's like a little bit silly, and I think had a good amount of suspense.
That's part of what people struggled with about it, is there were people who kind of wanted it to take itself, like they thought it was taking itself seriously, and then it turned out that it was like, this is actually, not that it's not serious, but like it seemed like the way that the movie followed through with itself was not... in the kind of like, this is perfectly thought out and realistic in the way that they maybe wanted it to be. And so there was a little bit of tension there. I don't know. I've obviously never seen it, but.
I liked it because I have some opinions about like the payoff of horror movies, I guess, because a lot of them you're kind of like wondering what the horror is until the end, or like wondering what the big scheme is until the end, because there's like a mystery that plays out. And I was going to say, like, so this one was Supernatural. Spoilers if anybody cares. But for the next, like, couple minutes. So it was Supernatural. Sometimes I don't like that because it feels like a cop-out. And, like, I don't like when the movie is building up to make you think that it's, like, a grand scheme by a serial killer or something. And then it just turns out to be something supernatural. I felt that way about... Long Legs, which I really like Long Legs for a lot of reasons, because it is very silly.
That's the Nicolas Cage one, right?
And Nicolas Cage looks insane in it, and there's so many like amazing memeable lines from that movie. But what I didn't like is that the payoff at the end is like he's just in cahoots with the devil. He's working for the devil.
Yeah, now it always feels like you said, a cop out. Like it's like, okay, all the tension kind of just disappears.
Yeah.
And again, if that, like, it's fine sometimes to do that. But if you feel like the point is going to be the payoff and then that's the payoff, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, I enjoy the ones where the villain is doing it because of like some kind of trauma that they've had. It's some kind of like weird mental thing. I think that's interesting. I think, what's the other thing? Just, or if it's just like selfishness, right? Like they have some kind of selfish goal for doing what they're doing, other than it just being like, because Long Legs almost seemed like it was going to be that. It seemed like maybe he had some kind of trauma with parents or something because he was preying on like kids and happy families. And then at the end, it's just like, oh, he's like literally talking to Satan. Like it's so boring.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Weapons was like a supernatural one. The lady that's doing it is like a witch. But she's doing it for selfish reasons to like keep herself alive, basically. She like preys on people to like people's life force to keep herself alive.
And just like the her character and her acting is just so like good and funny, and like I just really liked it.
Is that really the only like movie you saw from this year? Because if that's the case, I might have seen more movies than you, because I saw three.
No, I've definitely seen more than three movies. That's just the main one I wanted to like talk about a highlight.
Did you see, you saw Wicked Part 2, I assume?
Yeah, that's another, like, it's so obvious I wasn't even going to say it. But yes, I love Wicked. I saw Wicked Part 2. I liked it.
Okay. I saw it. I was a little disappointed compared to the first one.
It is not as good as the first one. It's not as good.
Okay. I was kind of temperature checking there.
And that I felt like it was, from my understanding,
and I know it's
how
faithful
people,
to the play.
Yeah. I think that's so how like people feel about Act 2 of the play as well, is that it's not as good as Act 1. There's not as many catchy songs. The plot is like very convoluted and fast-paced and confusing.
Yes, they end up having to like skip over a lot of like the building of plot lines that they needed to do to make it feel like convincing and just kind of showing you a bunch of plot things happening.
And it is kind of disappointing that they would have had more time to flesh that out in a movie, but they just didn't. Like Part 2, the movie, is much shorter than Part 1. They could have just made it longer and included more.
Yeah, they just needed to do a better job of
character development and stuff.
Yeah, like really letting these characters get to the point that they end up.
Yes.
As opposed to just putting them there and having you go take it or leave it. And I thought that was really annoying. I also thought the music was not as good in the second half. I hate
it's
musicals,
not.
So like that doesn't mean anything, but
no,
I did
the music
not think
is
it
not
was
as good.
I also saw, did you see Sinners?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about mentioning that too. I saw Sinners and I really liked that one too. I think that was earlier in the year, so it's like farther back in my mind.
I thought the first half of Sinners was awesome. I thought the second half was kind of bad. I was not that into the shift they made there. But I guess maybe the difference between us is you like campy like horror stuff and I kind of don't.
Yes.
And I felt like they were setting up for a really cool movie and then it just like was like actually everything from the first half were just kind of just ignoring it and doing new things now. And I was like, well, what the heck?
No, I
like
really
liked
the whole thing.
Half. And then the only other movie I saw was One Battle After Another, which I thought was primo. It was excellent. Absolutely love that movie.
I just forget what I watch, but I also really like that one. Have we talked about that on the pod or no?
I don't know. I just thought it was so funny. And Leonardo DiCaprio didn't suck at acting, and he normally does.
What's a movie where he sucks at acting?
Name a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Like the only movies he's good in are that.
You like Titanic.
Titanic because he's like just a stupid young kid, so it like works. He was good in Wolf of Wall Street because he's a crazy guy, I guess. But like I really can't think of that much that he's any good in. I find him and Natalie Portman both, for some reason, always people mention them as these great actors, and I think that they're both kind of not that good. But I thought he was great in this. I thought this movie was really funny. Sean Penn was really funny. I didn't know you'd seen it. So we must have not talked about
it.
Yeah. I guess cue the clip really of good. Us talking about it, but...
it could exist, as far as we
and
know.
I am going to go see Marty Supreme. I thought the trailer for that looked pretty excellent. So I'm going to go...
What is that about? All I know is that...
I think it's
Timothy
ping
Chalamet,
pong. It's like
it?
Rocky, but ping pong, and it's by that guy who did Good Time, or it's by one of the brothers who worked on like Good Time and Uncut Gems, and they just have like a real style to them. And there's this clip in the trailer where somebody tells Timothy Chalamet that he wants to like slice his throat or kill him, and Timothy Chalamet says, "What, you want to get physical like an ape?" And I just thought that was so funny. So I'm gonna go see it based on that one line.
Okay. Well, let me know if it's good.
I will.
Is that in theaters right now?
I think it came out yesterday, Christmas Day. I think it was a Christmas Day movie.
I do love seeing a movie in theaters.
Yeah.
I've been doing it more lately.
Do you go to an AMC or do you have like a local theater?
I don't know what it is. It's one of the chains.
Okay. Good sound?
Decent, yeah. I have to go with one with the recliners, because being in a regular movie theater seat in 2025 feels like stepping back in time.
Yeah, it really does. There's the theater we go to is like this small one screen theater that has like great screen, great sound, but the there's like a small balcony section with like a few seats that are all the like big puffy recliner seats, and then all the rest of them are like 1980s like just yeah, like squishy foam theater seats. It's like oof.
Can't do that anymore. You do it, but you can't.
Popcorn though.
It's good.
It's really good. Butter. Just really good. Here's a category for us. Sure. You ready? Favorite video you made this year?
Oh, that
or
is
perhaps
a good
your
one.
Most underrated video.
Let me go look.
If you want to pull up your, you pull up your channel. I'll talk about mine.
Sure.
I think my most underrated, and I wish I made more videos like this, was the I made a video called, I think it was called Red Dead Redemption 2 versus a 13-inch CRT versus a tiny CRT television. And all that video was me going, I got a really nice TV and I got a really shitty TV, and I played Red Dead 2 on both of them, and I'm just going to tell you how it was, how mm-hmm. if it worked and how it did work. And I liked it because it didn't feel like a lot of my videos now. I kind of have the, I don't know if you've noticed, but I kind of have the structure down. Like I know how to.
Oh, boom, I've boom, noticed. Boom, boom, yes.
You know, and that one was cool because it was like, it didn't, I didn't exactly know how it was going to turn out. And that's a really fun video. That's kind of how I felt about the Can You Live a Normal Life in Cyberpunk video. It's like, I didn't quite know how it was going to turn out. And it's fun to do videos yeah. where it's like, I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Well, and those are so both those two more about the experience than like solving a question, which is your
yeah,
other
or
videos.
Like just the educational knowledge, you yeah. know. That's a good point, actually. So maybe that's a lesson for me to take into 2026 is focusing more on the experience.
Mm-hmm.
What about
yeah,
you?
I like those videos. But so this is a very easy answer for me, actually, because my Avatar video was this year. So it's that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. Do you, is that because you feel like what about that was the, like made it stand out? Just like fun making it, or you felt it
yeah,
turned out
was,
really good, or you liked how people received it?
It was by far the most work. I spent 2, maybe 3 months on that. I don't even remember. It was a long time that I wasn't posting and I was just working on that.
Isn't it like 2 hours long?
It's 2 hours long, and I completed
good God.
Like what, 6 games for it? 5 or 6? And
watching you try and do the fucking DS one was brutal.
I know, but I'm just really proud of how I structured that video and the way that I kept yeah. like cutting back to me trying the DS one more and the little different mm-hmm. like vlog segments I did. I like a big project because I just feel so proud of it when it's done and it's like exactly what I wanted. So I really took my time yeah. with that one, and I really liked how it came out, and I do think it's like, it's like a little movie that I made. So yeah. I think it's cool. I think that one deserves millions. That's my video that I would say yeah. deserves to have a million.
Underrated?
I think it's got maybe. But it's like,
I mean, if you
less
do the
than
math,
500K right now, it's like 462.
It's got 462 and it's 2 hours long. So if you do the math on that versus like Steam games is half as long. It's kind of like it got a million views if it was half as long. Like, you know, it, per minute, it probably got the same amount of watch
True.
Time as a lot of your yeah. bigger videos.
Yeah, watch time-wise, for sure.
Yeah, which is worth something.
And I'm not,
you
like,
know,
bitter
valuable.
About it. I'm not one of these people that, like, really cares that much. But
you can be.
I really
Do you
like
have
that
a,
one.
Is that your most underrated video this year, you think?
I guess so, sure. Yeah.
What was your first video this year? Was that Winter Art Gamer Edition? Or was that Gamers Learn How to Read?
First video this year was apparently the PlayStation 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, was our our last collab was in September 2024. Holy cow. Okay.
On my channel?
All right, so that's...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess all I right. didn't post anything with you in it this year.
I know.
Sorry.
And this was your biggest year ever. So I guess, guess that worked out well for you. That worked out really well.
Oops.
Okay. Do you wanna? I could do one more category.
Well, did you
before
say
we do
your favorite video you made?
I mean, I said it was probably the Red Dead CRT or
oh,
maybe the
right.
Cyberpunk
sorry,
video.
Sorry, sorry.
I don't know. I kind of it was such a blur. That I don't know that this year felt. This happened last year too, where it's like I kind of felt throughout the beginning of the year for like the first 9 months of the year. I was like, oh, I'm just getting these done, and these are pretty good videos. But then, like, in October, November, December, I just, like, was in a vibe and just had banger after banger. Mm. And that kind of happened again this year, too. And I don't know what that's about. I also will shout out, I found it very meaningful. And I said as much in the video, but in the Starfield video and the Skyrim Trees video, getting, like, hearing from game developers, like, these grunt work fucking, like, putting in the work, your, like, random, yeah, whatever, like, these people who are going to work every day and clocking in and doing this tiny thing that's part of this huge project, hearing from those people and having them go, this is, we love this, mm-hmm, and then being willing to participate is, like, super... That meant a lot to me this year, getting, and really it was like mostly Bethesda. I've talked to people at other studios as well, but like they were the people who were really just like, hey, if you want to talk to us, we love what you're doing and we love talking about what we're making and we're very passionate. And they were just so open and so willing to talk. So that meant a lot. And I really appreciated.
Yeah, that is really cool. That's really what you're doing is like the ultimate appreciation of their craft that like most people aren't paying attention to. So I'm sure it feels really cool to them.
Yeah, like imagine being the person who put pipes in the random planet in Starfield, exactly, and being like, oh my God, that's just, I'm just a random, is that person probably got a raise after that video came out? They were like, oh, I guess your work is meaningful.
Little bonus, yeah.
Yeah, a little bonus. So that stuff was meaningful, but.
Cool. Well, you know, did
it's
you.
A good, it's a good year.
Have any other categories or can we do video games?
I wanted to really quickly run down favorite thing that I learned. I feel like I learned a lot this year.
That's another good one, yeah.
I did so many, mostly through making videos, but did so many deep dives on, well, not even deep dives. You know what a deep dive is. Like, I didn't go to college, but like I did so many dives on so many different topics, mm-hmm, from like hydrology and electrical infrastructure, whatever. So I wanted to run down my top three favorite things that I learned this year.
Okay.
Okay, so thing number three. I learned that this is going to be controversial, but the law... At least in terms of your sort of run-of-the-mill, like, how society functions law, is actually really thoroughly thought out. I thought, before diving into, like, traffic law and aviation law and, like, Grand Theft Auto, what's legal and not, like, before actually reading the law and, like, looking into why the laws got made the way they were, obviously there's exceptions to this, but broadly speaking... The law is really thorough. Like, yeah, these documents are really, really detailed. And I'm going to go ahead and say, for the most part, I think that most of them are defensible, at least in terms of, like, your bog standard traffic law. Mm-hmm. I was, like, reading through that manual. I was like, God, they really had to think of everything. Because anything they don't think of, someone's going to do, and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, so, well, then I think, don't a lot of laws come from somebody does something they didn't think of and then they have to
that's
add
really
one.
Mostly why, well, yeah, exactly. That's mostly how it works is they started out with 10, you know, and then, like, they were like, oh, somebody drove the wrong way down the street. And the judge was like, you what?
Yeah.
Is that, can we get him? And they were like, that's not a law, sir. And they were like, fuck. So that's all it is. It's just like, you got to keep writing stuff down. But I think in my head, before starting this year, I had this idea that, like, the law is just some big bloated thing that's just bloated for the sake of being annoying, you know, because everybody hates us. But it's actually, like, all of these laws come from, like you said, something went wrong and they had to write it down. And you can argue about whether that's the right way to have law. But if that's the way you're going to do it, which is writing things down... I was pretty impressed with that manual on uniform traffic control devices and the associated laws. I was pretty like, damn, somebody's out there looking out for us. It made me feel good. So that's number three.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was the fact that we have electricity. I already knew this. We all know this. But like, it's such a miracle that electricity gets to our house. Like the infrastructure required,
yeah,
and the complexity of getting it so that you can turn on your things. Like every time my electricity goes out now, at the start of the year, this is what happens. Electricity goes out. I go, these fucking electric companies, they don't know what they're doing. This is, it's not that hard. Now I'm like, hey, take a day. You know, we're fine. It's not that big a deal. I get it.
You also, because I think living in New Orleans crazy. Have more than the average amount of power outages. Cause I don't even remember the last time like the power went out at my house.
Yeah, that might be true. I suppose it does go out probably like depending on what neighborhood I'm in, like 3 to 4 times a year for, you know, a couple hours. But I, like, before I was like, oh, this is, how dare they do this? And now I'm like, listen, baby, you take your time. You bring it back when you're ready. Because I get it. I see. Like, I understand why it's so complicated.
Yeah.
And I have a lot more, like, reverence and patience with people who work in infrastructure now.
Shout out engineers.
Exactly. And that's my, you know what? Thank you. Because that's my number one. Okay. My number one thing I learned, scientists, engineers, these people, these are the closest thing we have to what the Pope says that he is. Okay. The Pope is talking. The Pope says, I'm talking to the universe. I'm talking to God.
Yeah.
These people are actually doing it.
Yeah.
We went to the Griffith Observatory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember that thing? It was a, what was it called? A spark something. And basically what it was is it was this device that they had set up that every time a, like a cosmic particle entered the atmosphere and struck this device, a little spark would come up. And I'm sitting there looking at this thing, and it's, you know, like every second or two, a spark happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And this isn't a simulation of it happening.
Yeah, it's
this
literally
it happening. And I'm looking at that going like, I'm looking at God right now. This is the universe behaving in front of my eyes. And so it's just like, listen, if you love God, love God. You go to church, you go to church. It's all good. But we need, these people are literally doing it. This is talking to the universe, and it's like this incredible, like, people figuring things out. And it goes for so, I mean, obviously artists and everything are like doing the same thing, but holy cow, like, I have so much more, I had a lot of respect and like enthusiasm for STEM. And now I have like a real reverence for it, which is annoying because, as you know more than anyone, engineers are the most annoying people on the fucking planet. But
some of them,
some of them. There's like a genre of them that's like really annoying. But they are doing the closest thing we have to, so to speak, talking to the universe.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like mathematicians and stuff. I'm like, holy cow. So those are my three things I've learned. I don't know if you've learned anything. I know you didn't prepare for this one, obviously. It's off the cuff. But
yeah, I don't know. But
if there's anything you felt you learned this year.
I agree so hard with what you're saying. Like the... And I will say that the engineers that are annoying that I complain about are like the people that become tech bros that are actually not interested in like the beauty of the natural world or like creating incredible things.
Yeah.
They're just interested in their own personal gain.
Your Peter Thiels and your Elons and all these fucking guys. Yeah.
Putting that aside, I do think that like on a fundamental level, science and engineering is like such a beautiful thing. And the reason why I don't personally like feel a need to like be religious or spiritual necessarily is like I feel like there's so much beauty in like looking at the world through a scientific lens and going like, wow, it's fucking crazy that any of this exists at all. And that that feeling is like, I guess, my version of a feeling God or whatever. And that is enough for me, and I don't feel a need to also put another layer of some kind of supernatural thing on top of that. I think that that's beautiful enough as it is. And then when people talk about like, oh, but don't you need something to explain like all these crazy coincidences or the beauty of this or that, and I'm like, isn't it kind of more powerful to just experience it as a coincidence, because that's so insane?
Yes,
that's how I feel.
And
about
also
it.
Like, oh, you know, don't you need something to explain it? And it's like, we're working on it. And the fact that we're actually working on it, I think, is so much more.
Sometimes we are just actually working on it.
We're trying to figure it out. Like, we're putting the work in, and we are figuring it out. It's slow, and it's probably endless. But, like, we're figuring it out, just at least within the scope of what a human brain can even comprehend.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, just like, I'm jazzed on fucking science, man.
And then the same
I'm
thing you're saying about so like how complicated it is to get electricity to your house. That's how I feel about the whole concept of computers. Like, computers to me are like the most magical thing that we've ever
100%.
Made, and we just made it. And like, you know, I went to school to learn the science of it, and it's crazy that like the scale of like transistors on a chip being like many, many times smaller than the scale of human cells and like what's inside a human cell. And the fact that we're just like making that with lasers, and that we have
and like being
been...
like, it's too expensive. It's, we got to make it cheap. And you're like, what? It's crazy. Like, it's like these, it's a miracle. And we're talking about,
it's really, really, really cool. And so that's why I didn't vibe with a lot of the people I was going to school with is because they're just there.
They didn't have that reverence.
Yeah, I found out that at least where I was going, most people studying engineering are doing it for to get a job or to, you know, found a company or something. And I was literally just there because I was like, I love this and think it's so cool. And it was surprisingly hard to find other people like that.
We gotta start doing homes. We gotta start homeschooling these engineers, ma'am. We gotta start teaching them the right way because they're going to these institutions. They're learning. They're going to influencer college, Yale, Harvard, UPenn.
Influencer college.
We gotta teach them the right way. We gotta find a way to inject some reverence into the veins of these.
Whatever. Don't get me started, man. It just turns out...
It must have been so blackpilling to you to be like, I love the universe, and then you went to and be like, oh, I found my people, and then be like, oh, actually,
no,
my
that's
people don't
exist. That's exactly like, what happened. Like, yeah. In high school, when I was, like, thinking about what I wanted to do for a career, I'm thinking, oh, I'm so excited to go to school for computer engineering and be around people that are, like, interested in the same things I am. Didn't really happen. Then I went to grad school thinking, okay, well, these will be the people that are really...
We filtered out the casuals.
Unfortunately, still not the case. Some of the professors actually are, which is why I was interested in being a professor.
Yeah, they're teaching, right? That makes so much sense.
A lot of the professors are not, though. A lot of the professors are, like, in the pockets of, like, Intel or these other big companies that are paying them to do stuff, so... Anyway...
It's unfortunate... But at least, hey, the science is still out there. There are people still doing it. They're just not the ones that we see on Instagram, I guess.
I love your things you learned. I would have come up with some things if I had thought about it, but I didn't.
Well, let's talk. We can move on to something like more important or with our final topic.
Yeah, like
if you
video
want.
Games.
Something real. Video games. Gamer time. Ethan, play
the
gamer time music.
Getting a little bit long. Oh, yeah. You're going to make the gamer time music, I assume, right now?
No, he got it. He's got it. He already knows.
Okay.
He knows what it is. He's a gamer. He's a gamer, right? You vetted him.
Oh, I would be interested if people that watched me weren't gamers. Although sometimes I do get comments that are like, I actually don't play any video games or watch any gaming channels except you, which is nice.
I bet you get a lot of people who like wish they were gamers or like maybe were at one point and just kind of got older and didn't want to or like couldn't do it. You know, like I feel like that's they're like living vicariously through you, I feel like makes sense.
I should be very inspiring to anyone that wishes they could be a gamer but is like nervous about it because I am not playing those games right.
Right. If you can do it,
if I can do it, anybody can do it.
What were your favorite games this year, ma'am?
Okay. Again, I just don't actually play enough like real games that are good, so I wish I had more on this list. Top favorite probably is Silent Hill 2, which I played for stream.
That's a remake, is that right?
It is a remake, yes. And it was so good and so fun. It was my first ever Silent Hill game, but I've found out that they aren't like really that connected to each other, so it's not like it's a continuation from the first one. But just extremely well done horror game. I had so much fun. It was so long. It was so much content. And
is it because they made another Silent Hill game too, right? Like a Japanesey one?
Recently, there's Silent Hill F just came out, and I haven't played that one yet. I need to.
Okay. This is the remake of 2.
Yes.
Gotcha.
With James in it. So now I know all the
names. Who's James?
James is the main guy.
Oh.
He's
I didn't know.
He looks about 45 years old, and he's got like a little fuckboy haircut.
Is that new for the remake, or did he always? Was he ahead of the curve?
I assume that's how he looked originally as well.
He's ahead of the curve.
But yeah, it was probably the actual scariest game I've ever played because I was legitimately, in the first few episodes, I was like actually freaked out and wondering if I'd be able to complete it because the atmosphere is so effective, especially if you're in the dark with headphones on. It's crazy. But so I was proud of myself
really
for doing
play it.
It.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. Other than that, I just have like a couple indie games I played. I know I talked about Chance of Senar already. That was just a fun, like very chill puzzle experience. Also wanted to shout out Grun, which I played a couple times on stream. Grunn, which is like I guess based on a village called Grun that the creator of the game is from, and I think it's a single dev, which is crazy because it's so well done. But it's... I think there's, like, multiple of this genre of games where you have to, like... It's like a puzzle game, but you keep dying, and you have a limited time, and so you have to keep playing it over and over to, like, get a little bit further in the puzzle each time, and there's multiple ways to win.
Got it. It's a bit roguelike in that way, but it's not randomly generated,
right? Does roguelike just mean anything that you're, like, doing the same game over and over?
Basically, yeah. It's like, now it more is associated with every time you do it, the game is randomly sort of regenerated, you know? So it's, like, different each time. So I guess in your case, it's more just like how old video games used to be, where you die and go back to the beginning and get further.
That's true. It's kind of like the older Marios, where you just die and have to start
over. And I prefer that. I don't like when they randomly generate things, so this sounds more up my alley.
Original Mario is a roguelike.
It is. No, it is. It's a hardcore roguelike. Back to the beginning, baby.
Oh, that's all the way back. Okay, but that's my games.
All right. Yeah, I also just, I don't play. The only two games from this year that I really played this year were... I played Avowed, did not like it, thought it was fine, but the writing was kind of bad, so I bounced off that, and then I also played everyone's favorite game of all time, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, thought it was good, again, just kind of bounced off of it after like maybe 20 some hours, so I can't really speak to how it wraps up. Plenty of games I should have played. I think I probably would have loved Donkey Kong, probably would have loved Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. Probably would have loved Death Stranding too.
You should get into Kingdom Come because you would get content out of that for sure.
I am doing it. That's probably the next game. After I beat Oberdin, which is one of my goals before the new year, is to beat that this week, is I'm going to do Kingdom Come. I'm going to do Shenmue. I'm going to do Fallout 4 and then try and do a bunch of indie games in between. But those are going to be my three like content games if I can add. Because I think Kingdom Come, people keep sending me pictures of the rivers and streams and I'm like, whoa. They put some work in there.
That one's got a really detailed environment that you definitely would get videos out of.
Well, and you know what else does too that I want to do is Yakuza. Because like some of those Yakuza games are like hyper small, like open worlds, right? Like super, I don't think you continued with Yakuza 0.
So I was playing Yakuza 0 because that's the one that people recommend to start with. Because it's just, it's supposedly a good one. At least where I had gotten it, it was like very not open world. It was very linear. And I don't think I could go back to previous areas. Maybe it opens up later. I played it for like hours, I think, but people were saying maybe it opens up later. Like, but it might be harder to just be able to like walk around and explore wherever you want. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the trick now is I'm kind of spoiled. Where I'm like, oh, if it doesn't have like a free cam or if I can't turn the HUD off, I don't even want to bother. I can't make content about it if I can't have a free cam on.
You can't turn the HUD off.
Now I'm like, oh, you know, it's in Nintendo games. It's like I used to do so much and now I try to play them and I'm like, I can't get good footage of this. I can't turn off the music. So it's just blaring all the time. You can't turn off the HUD. It's annoying.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. You know, the games are still fun. And sometimes you can just play games.
People just got to start content. Got to start developing games for you to make videos about. Like, I think that's...
I'm sure it'll happen.
I think it's getting there at this point where people need to, like, up the quality of the environments and the accuracy of the infrastructure and make it, like, open world and, you know, perfect for the kind of camera angles you're wanting to get. I think you'll get there.
I think so. And then they'll just have to start cold emailing me being like, please, please, please play this.
Yeah.
And then eventually, listen... If Kingdom Come Deliverance 3 is coming out and they want to get in touch, let's set up a deal, you know? We'll just be a Kingdom Come channel for 2 months leading up to that game.
Yeah.
Or GTA. Holla at me, Rockstar. Did you have other games you played this year that weren't from this year that you really enjoyed? Or does that include what you talked about?
I wasn't purely paying attention to if they came out this year. I think most of these did anyway, but these are just things that I played this year was how I was doing it.
I see. I gotta play more indie games. Yeah, I think my favorite game I ended up playing this year at all was, funnily enough, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I had a great time with either that or Starfield. I really enjoyed both of those games a lot. Both giant games from giant companies, not from this year. But man, I like those games a lot. I think Starfield had a lot of potential. It pretends like it was going to be a really sciencey game, but then it feels like halfway through they were like, oh, people don't want this. Let's just try and make it like Skyrim. And then it kind of like ruined the sciencey part of it. And I feel like if they would just have gone hardcore science-y with, like, quests and stuff, it could have been really, really cool. But they kind of, like, tried to split the difference too much and make it too video gamey, which I get because it's like a giant company, they want to sell things. But
yeah, I think
a lot of potential there
to make sci-fi interesting. It can only be so sciencey. I think there's got to be a little bit of wacky fantasy to it.
Wacky's totally when I say like Skyrim, I'm not even talking about like the story parts of it. I just mean they half of the game, the structure of it, it makes it seem like they want you paying attention to like what elements each planet is made out of, and you got to go here to get these elements, and they have all this like NASA sciencey looking imagery, and oh, these types of particles do this, and so they talk about a lot of this stuff, and they make it seem like, oh, this game is all about like quietly exploring the universe and scanning new planets and figuring out what's on them, but they end up all of that stuff that is potentially really cool, which is basically like flying around in a space screensaver, highly detailed space screensaver. It's like they chickened out of having that take the time it needed to be effective, and instead made it, you basically just land and like click A and then it's over. And it's like, that's like chickening out of that is unfortunate. Like not letting that be a little bit slow and a little bit boring, and instead being like, well, we got to make it efficient because people are going to bounce off of it.
I mean, I feel like it could have been if it was more involved and they play tested it and people were like, this is way too boring. Because so far what you're describing is, it kind of sounds like what Elite Dangerous is. And Elite Dangerous is absolutely insanely boring.
Yeah. Or like Death Stranding, like the first Death Stranding. And it's like, that's not, they are trying to have like a huge smash blockbuster hit, not like a niche sort of cult classic. So I get it, but hopefully if they do a sequel, they can thread that needle better. We'll see.
I would love for there to be a good space game. I haven't
Microsoft
played
Space
one
Simulator 1994.
Oh.
Wait, you haven't played a good space game?
Like a,
what do you like? Wait.
Well, because maybe I need to like, start Starfield now that you've said that, because I haven't tried that one. But just like...
Well, you don't like any of that. It feels like a Bethesda game, and I feel like you don't like those.
Yeah, but the space might be enough.
Oh, well, you could try it. I think they're going to do a big 2.0 type update or something next year, and so maybe that'll be the time to get into it. But what about like Mass Effect? Or do you want it to be super science-y? Like Star Trek, not Star Wars?
I mean, a space exploration game. Like where you're going to different planets and it's like open world.
Did you try No Man's Sky?
No, I should.
Could be worth a look.
Granted,
it's not quite sciencey, spacey.
I'm saying this, and the main one I've tried is Elite Dangerous, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right, and
that's
like the two other main ones. You're like, oh, I haven't played those.
Yeah. Anything's possible. I do think we need to shut up, because I really do need to give Ethan a Christmas bonus, I guess. This is an hour and 20 minutes already.
Well, do you got to tell us about Japan?
We'll have to do it next time. I also have a bunch of we actually got a bunch of really lovely, wonderful viewer questions on the last episode, and I wrote them down, and we'll have to do it next time, maybe.
We could do them now.
It's too long. People don't need a 2-hour episode.
People are bored.
We got to save the
content.
Bored.
Okay, we'll do it for the start of the next year.
Exactly. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy
Bye,
New
Santa.
Year. Look
forward to seeing you next year, Santa. Well, it'll be a different Santa.
I will be back, whether you like it or not.
Ho, ho, ho. Or should I say, what did you say?
Ho, ho, ho.
Or should I say, hor,